Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.
Ian Gotter, Markets Editor of the Business Post, is with us. Some interesting news today about the third vaccine against COVID-19, the one from AstraZeneca.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. I suppose since Monday, when AstraZeneca and University of Oxford scientists came out with the details of their trial of this drug, the results, it was suggesting that perhaps it was 90% effective against fighting COVID-19. Scientists and the scientific community have been poring over what details there have been, and there have been questions raised about, well, did this trial actually find that there was a 90% efficacy? We heard that, well, this requires to have a half dose followed by a full dose of this vaccine. And there have been people looking, well, AstraZeneca only found out that this is the way to get to 90% because the half dose was given in error, and that the 90% efficacy was only on a proportion, a subgroup of the overall trial. So people have been looking through this trial data to say, look, it doesn't fully compare to what we've seen so far from the other two drugs that are out there, the Pfizer one and the BioNTech one as well. So perhaps there was a suggestion that, you know, this trial was not carried out as correctly as everybody else. AstraZeneca has said, no, that has been the case, that, look, we have carried out a full phase 3 trial, but some of the results so far are coming from this subgroup. But what they are doing is going ahead and carrying out another trial just to show people that, look, yes, these results are not the way people would have seen the 90% headline, but they are still pressing ahead and presenting this data to regulators in the US and Europe and the UK to approve this drug as quickly as possible. So again, you look at some of this, Matt. Look, we're not scientists, Matt. You know, you've seen the share price of AstraZeneca fall. People are saying, look, this is a sign that this vaccine is not as effective. I think people are maybe comparing apples with apples without seeing the full, or apples with oranges without seeing the full scientific data before. For this. But okay. Again, I'm taking the words of the chief executive of AstraZeneca has come out and said, look, there is nothing fundamentally wrong with this drug. It is just looking into the detail of it. Some of the figures that got up to 90% were part of a subgroup of patients, not the overall thousands of patients tested in
okay.
this trial.
Now, that's important for public health reasons, but also as major economic reasons, when you see that our government is saying, yes, once there's a vaccine, that's when emergency economic supports will be withdrawn.
Yeah, a report put out today by the Department of Finance looking at what the government has done so far. The government have said that they have put the equivalent of 18% of economic output has gone so far to fight COVID-19. So you think of the pandemic unemployment payment, the wage subsidy scheme, the new subsidy scheme for businesses that have been closed during level 3, all the extra billions of euros spent on the health service with PPE, and also all the other things the government has had to spend making sure the education system can take into account all the extra students at third level this year. So they're putting a figure on saying that we've spent billions of euros so far. 25 billion euro has been spent on COVID-19. However, when it comes to the economic recovery next year and we do get an effective vaccine, that will be the time to remove some of these subsidies because they are costing so much that we cannot afford them in the long term. We can pay this price right now because we have to protect jobs and income. But come the time when the vaccine, an effective vaccine, is rolled out and the economy is starting to recover, these support schemes will have to be withdrawn. And we do know, Matt, that they are only running up so far until the end of March.
OK, an interesting international story which has implications for Ireland. Salesforce being in talks to buy Slack.
Yeah, many people out there will know both of these brands. Slack is a messaging app, which many people are probably tormented on, working from home right now, getting messages left, right and centre. And Salesforce is a software company, makes software for businesses, particularly for customer relationship management and various other things. But reports out of the United States suggest that Salesforce are in talks to buy Slack in a deal that could cost Salesforce around $20 billion. And why this is important from an Irish point of view is that both of these companies employ an awful lot of people here in Ireland right now, and both of them are spending a lot of money building new campuses to house their workforce. Salesforce are putting a new Salesforce tower, or building as they call it, in the Dublin Docklands, being built by Johnny Ronan. That will allow them to employ well over 2,000 people down there. But Slack are also building a new HQ, or signed up for a new headquarters building just off Fitzwilliam Square near the old ESB headquarters. So it'll be interesting to see if this deal goes ahead, and it happens, and the it's approved, as to whether there's any impact on their Irish workers.
And finally, Unpost apparently is handling what it calls spectacular volumes of parcels this week with Black Friday. If it's bad this week, what's it going to be like next week?
Yeah, they're talking about there's been a 230% increase in parcel delivery since last year. They have handled about 2.5 million parcels per week over the last number of weeks. But with Black Friday coming up, with Christmas coming up, they're expecting to handle 3.3 million parcels between now and the middle of next week. And judging from the number of vans that have been going along my road today, Matt, most of that traffic seems to be delivered to my neighbours. But I suppose this has been the lifeline for Unpost, because in the last number of years, its traditional mail business has been under pressure. The post office network has been under pressure. But with all of the lockdown, people ordering from home, it has been a real boost to Unpost out there. And you can imagine that in the coming weeks, they're going to see an extra increase as well, depending on how, what parts of the country or when we get out of level 5 restrictions. They've hired an extra 1,000 people to process and handle all of these parcels.
Thank you very much for that, Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper and Capital Flow, providing cash flow solutions for businesses in Ireland with invoice discounting.
Today FM.